Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, hope you're having a good more afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today.
No.
No. It can't. It has to
be
here.
Threw me off because he fucking...
Dude, you just suck.
No.
Period.
Your mama sucked.
Oh, my God. Well, anyways, hope you guys are doing great and having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through life today. We're going to have a special guest, and it's Louise. Hello, Louise.
Hola, hola.
There's nobody here. I don't have to wave.
I know. Well, he likes to wave at the camera. This is his first time on an episode.
Yeah, you can wave at the camera.
Yeah, go ahead and do it again. Wave again. Wave it like in hola, hola. Hola, hola.
He's got to translate everything.
I know, right? We'll put the subtitles and the dub on the bottom. But yeah, so Louise has been that one Louise that I make fun of every single time on his garlic. And funny enough, we met Luis through Hero, and how'd y'all meet, you and Luis?
Through another friend, Omar. Not Omar that's been here.
Was it Grindr?
Martinez.
Yeah.
Omar Martinez.
No, but I know because he hasn't been on the show.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've called Omar.
Yeah, we have. Christmas. It was for his dream Christmas and what Christmas meant to him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he hasn't been on the show, but I met him through that Omar and church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you went to church?
Oh.
I was kidding.
But yeah,
I've been there a long time, man.
And then from there, we used to play. Well, I guess we still kind of play. I don't know. It's complicated. We played Yu-Gi-Oh, and that's whenever we met Luis for the first time.
It's a complicated relationship.
Yeah, it's weird. But let's just say we're not playing anymore currently. But yeah, that's when I met Luis. And at first, you know, he was cool, and now he's a little bit. Oh, imagine that. I was kidding. No, but he would always tell me that, like,
defend yourself, Luis.
Yeah, typical me.
All right, so anyways, but yeah, so we brought in Luis because we wanted to, one, have a new guest on this show. It's been like forever since we had a new guest besides Tweety, and two, we wanted to, like,
diversity.
We wanted to pick his brain a little bit because, like, on a serious note, I feel like out of all four of us, you are the most religious, and nothing bad about that, but I guess for, like, maybe when it comes to, like, ethical questions, I feel like you have a different perspective than what we possibly might have. But that's what we're gonna be doing today. We're gonna be reading different scenarios, different ethical situations, ethical questions, and we're gonna just have open discussion about, like, what we would do in these situations. The first one I want to talk about is the most common one out there. I think it's just a good little warm up. So you are in front of a railroad track, right? Mm. Then it splits off into two. All right. Now you have the lever. You can either pull it one way. Well, let's give it option A, right? And if you do, it will kill or run over 5 elderly people. But then, if you do it option B, it runs over 2 little kids. All right? So, you have option B. So, let's go with you first here. What would you do?
So, it's already on A?
Yeah, right now it's on A. So, you can either leave it on A, which is the elderly, or you can switch it to B and have it the kids. So, basically, it's 5 people against 2, if you want to see it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know.
I think... That's tough. I think I would kind of let it be.
Really?
Yeah, because one, I'm not like touching it or making it move.
Hey, yo.
Here are the kids.
I'm touching the lever.
This is not the time for this.
Obviously, but y'all gonna go ahead and make the fucking jokes, aren't y'all?
Okay. That's not very ethical of you right now. Okay, and
I didn't even say a single thing.
He's like, save us, save us. And then he just turned around. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, yeah, but so you leave it with the 5 elderlies being murdered.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They're older.
The 5 elderlies?
Well, I'm not murdering them.
Why do you have to call them fat?
I didn't say fat.
Oh, you said fat elderlies.
Yeah, bro, no,
I said 5 elderlies. No mames. So you let them die?
But I'm not letting them die, though.
Yeah, because you had the option to save those 5.
No, well, no matter what I pick, though. Like, I don't see it as me letting them die.
But you
or
wouldn't.
Saving them.
But, like, what makes it okay to, like...
It doesn't.
Let them... Well, exactly. So, like... But what's your... So, your solution is...
It's already...
Let's get everybody's answer.
It's already towards one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's already what it was.
All right.
So, if I don't move the lever, then that's what it was going to be anyways.
So, leave it to faith, basically.
Not really faith, it's already there.
Okay, Luis.
I'll say the older.
Okay, but why?
Well, if you think about it, their kids are kids, you know?
That's another thing, too.
So,
okay, well,
I mean, kids have a whole life to live, and elderly already live their lives.
Okay.
So I will pick the kids future. To survive. Yeah, the future.
Okay. And Tweety?
The easiest option is just let the elderly people die.
Okay. Well, those are good takes. Me personally, like, I agree with Luis. I think if I had to, I think kids, even though they could be brats, they can be, they have potential, right? So, and like, these elderly people have had their lives, and obviously you're not gonna know their backgrounds. Like, you're not gonna know that, like, one was like a scholar, one was a dropout, or
and these like, kids. What are these kids? Are
and these, yeah, and these kids could be like anything. But the fact that if we had to choose someone or some people to live their lives, I think we have to give the kids the opportunity to continue and live their lives. So I would just be like, sorry, little elderly people, but you're gonna fucking die. So, but yeah, so we'll go ahead and go with the next one. I'm gonna go ahead and start over with the first one. I know Tweety has some time and here I have time to think about it, but let's go ahead and ask Luis. This one's called The Unfaithful Friend. Okay, so you go out with your husband, or in case your wife, whatever you want to call it, you go out with your husband for dinner at a new restaurant. You have not been there before. Okay, it is in a part of town that you rarely visit. You are shocked to see your friend's spouse having dinner with a very young, attractive person. From the way they are behaving, it is obvious they are more than friends. The couple have finished their meal and leave without seeing you. They behave very affectionately on the way out. So, like I said, you're friends with the, I guess.
Brother in Christ?
What?
A brother in Christ?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, this is your friend's spouse. So, okay. For example, your friend's spouse, it could literally be like, yeah, let's say it's Hero's wife at the time, or not at the time, whatever, it's Hero's wife and she's out and about with some man, but they're just having dinner, but they're, I think, kind of flirtatious, and they're very affectionate. Like, so what Rodner. Would you do?
So his wife is having dinner, or he's having dinner?
No, let's say his wife.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and they're like very like, you know, that kind of thing, like, you know, like, you know what I mean? So like, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I mean, he's one of my good friends, you know, obviously.
Okay.
So,
debatable.
You would beat her ass.
I mean, it's kind of tricky, you know. Obviously, I would tell him right away, but depends on the situation. So, if I'm, like, close to her as well, you know, like, we're all, like, friends and everything, you know.
Sure.
So, I say, I'll pursue her and be like, hey, you better, I'll make her tell him what she did or what she's doing, you know.
Okay.
Because, you know, I feel like, you know, it's not right, you know, that she's being unfaithful to my friend, you know?
Assuming, right?
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, if it's because we're all friends, yeah, I will let her do the right thing, you know? Versus, you know, if, yeah, like right now, like, I don't know her as much, and I've seen her, you know, on a date with somebody else, obviously, you know?
Is it a date, though?
I'll let him know right away, like, hey, man, okay. You know, saw Blanca, you know, or, you know, having dinner with someone else.
Damn,
you
know, put her name on.
I know, dude, for real. No, I'm just kidding.
Leave it out.
So, I mean, that's something I would do, you know? Like, if we all close, obviously, I would want her to do the right thing and tell him,
right.
Let him figure out what they're going to do. If it's the other way, you know, I'll tell him right away.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Tweety. What if it was, like, my wife? And, you know, same thing.
I'm beating ass.
Bitch.
He better know how to fight.
He?
Like,
am I in situation?
Or her new boyfriend.
Oh, okay, no.
Her new man's. To her daughter.
Okay.
That's what I'm picturing. This is the only one that can beat you.
Okay. Well, I guess, okay, Hero?
It's very similar to Luis. It depends on how well I know.
Okay, well, say word for word what he said. No, I was kidding.
Bar for bar.
If I know the wife, too, like, it would be more of a... Like, hey, what are you doing? I mean, I don't think I would go and accuse her
right away,
but like, go talk to her, or at least like, hey, how's it going? You know, how's Luis? You know, how's Oscar? How's Tweety? Like, ask him about, you know, whoever I'm seeing there,
right?
About my friend.
Okay,
you know, how's my friend? And then depending on the reaction, then that's what I'll do next. Like, she acts all like suspicious or something like that, I'll be like,
kind of sus.
If you're doing something, like, now's the opportunity to say something before I do, because, you know, my friend has to know.
I would be spying first. Gather intel.
Okay. Yeah, you can gather a little intel,
especially
too.
If you're like married. That way, hopefully, you don't get as screwed over the divorce. That.
Yeah.
Okay. So keep in mind, like, in this situation, like, obviously, and it's very different because they did say they seemed or they were acting affectionately. So I think affectionately is a broad, like, term.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like, if I was to see Tweety, Hero, not Luis, but whatever happens. No, I was kidding. if I was to see J Money, like, with some other bitch, right? So I've learned many lessons growing up, and the one thing I wouldn't do right away is, you know, tell Tweety, because the last thing I want to do is just be like, let me gather the sources, let me do some information. Mm-hmm. But I will talk to her. And I will just be like, so I saw you with some guy, and I just want to know, like, what was that? Like, is he, you know, is he just something that you're interested in? Or, like, is he just, like, maybe a friend or what? And then just talk to her and, you know, just ask more questions. And then at the end of the day, like, I'll just be like, to me personally, it looked wrong in my eyes. And I just think that maybe you need to, like, does he know? Like, that's the first thing I would do too. Like, does Tweety know that you're here with another guy?
Yeah.
If she says no, I'd be like, well, you need to tell him. Basically, tell him first before I tell him. Because I learned I think overall the best option is to confront that person. Because you're either going to be right or wrong, 50-50. Mm-hmm. And I'll just be like, you need to talk to him first and y'all figure it out. If you don't say anything, one, that's sus, and two, I'm gonna have no choice but to tell on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's what I would do. And it was for everybody. I just think that, like, there's no reason for, assuming that he didn't know or you didn't know, there's no reason to be out with a guy and you're acting the way you're acting, especially whenever I caught your ass, right? So I mean, it's a weird thing, but I think confrontation is the way to go in my eyes. I'd be like, today's Wednesday, you better tell him by Friday or else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's being generous, because I would have been like, you need to tell him today.
By
like,
the way.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
You send a selfie?
So I'm going to send out the asshole. No, I was playing it.
Shit. Look who I found. Found your wife.
Next question, Yone. Or I guess, whatever.
You answer first, huh?
I will answer first, because it's my... No, I was kidding. This one's called Midnight Death. All right, so you have worked years to be successful in your father's business. Can't relate. I can't go first in this one. Thanks, guys. All right.
Just go. Hypothetical. Jeez.
Pretend.
You have worked years to be successful in your mother's business. You felt you were... No, I was kidding. In your father's business, you felt you were obligated to take over as he worked his whole life to build a business left to him by his father. However, the large businesses in town have seriously cut into profits, and for several years, you and your family have just managed to scrape by. Your father's health has declined, and he has been hospitalized. He has a substantial life insurance policy that expires at midnight. If he dies before midnight, you will inherit enough money to pursue a career you always dreamed of, and then provide adequately for your family. So, let's see. So basically is, do I let him die to get the inheritance, or try to save his life and I get nothing? Basically, is from what I'm getting from that. At the end of the day,
he was dying where or how?
It doesn't just matter. He was just, like, dying.
Yeah, he was just dying.
Either you try to save, bring him back, or
yeah. At the end, okay, this is tough because the option is to save him. My father did leave me when I was a child, though. So I'm just
gonna I'm a little resentful. So.
No,
bye. Bye.
I think in this situation, I can't. If I had the option to save someone, regardless of maybe my father, I think I would. Just because, is it nice to have money? Yes. Don't get me wrong, but I rather have more time with a parent than worry about having their money and do what I want to do. So with that being said, I think I would choose to save my father's life. Just because, like, at the end of the day, like, I will have money if he dies, but I'm not going to have him, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so there's not enough money in the world that will help me create more memories with my father. So I would do my best to, you know, just save them. I mean, at this point, to me, money isn't really worth it. Because at the end of the day, like, it's not my money. I didn't earn the money. I didn't work for the money. And so I feel like if I just take it because he died, like, what's my worth in the world? Am I going to be lazy and just use the money that I have and I'm set for days?
Yeah.
No. So, I mean, it's just, money is never going to be over a human life, no matter what. So that's my answer. I think I will try to save my dad as much as possible. And, I get no money. And that's it. That's it. But let's go with Luis.
I would agree with you. You know, okay.
Agreeing with each other. So
yeah, no, I mean, it's ethical, you know, a good thing to do, you know, save a life. In general, you know, if it's...
The fray, how to save a life, recommend it.
If it's, you know, even my mom, my sister, you know, anybody, you know, I would try to save them, you know, over money, you know. Because, like you said, you know, money comes when it goes, you know. And, I mean, work hard to get what you want, you know, so... When were your parents priceless?
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Hiro, what about you?
What really sucks, though, like, let's say I'm the dad. And if that money's going to be lost, like, all that hard work I did is just going to lose, like...
Well,
it's not hard work. It's life insurance.
It's insurance. Basically, if he's still alive, he's still going to have the insurance, right? And then the money will surely be his. But obviously, like, you have to renew the insurance. That's how you basically have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming to renew the insurance has to be him because it's his money and his life. But they're saying, like, if he does die, and it's after midnight, then the insurance expires. You don't get nothing.
Mm.
But you can try to save him.
Oh, okay.
And then the insurance. So your dad will have the money.
I thought it was kind of like his. I didn't hear the insurance part.
Yeah, because, like, so basically, if he dies before midnight, you will inherit enough money to pursue your career you always dreamed of and provide adequately for your family. So he's gone, but you're gonna have.
I thought it was like his assets and stuff like that.
No.
I was like, how much money are we talking
about? No. Right? I wouldn't want his money to go to waste either.
Right.
But, like, if it's insurance, that's different.
Right. No,
it's I thought it was his money that, like, he worked for and stuff like that.
No. Just the insurance. But, if it was the after, like, you would lose all that shit. It wouldn't.
It was almost like, man, I'll speed it up right now.
Dad, you could have fun in that. Nah, yeah. It's not, money is not worth a life.
Okay.
Well,
on you?
Same thing.
Let's go ahead and do the next one. This one's called Get Rich. So your friend offers you an opportunity to make a great deal of money very quickly.
I'm sucking it.
He has arranged to set up an offshore account for your profits. He will not tell you exactly how he's making this money, but you get the impression it's not exactly legal. He only wants an investment of $500 and promises you that you will have enough from your minimal investment that you will never need to work again. So, long story short, are you going to invest money with your friend that isn't exactly like telling you like what you're investing?
And
he's promising that like you're going to get more money if you do this. Like, put in $500 right now, I guarantee you're going to have a lot of money.
I don't think it's smart to invest in something you don't fully know the information. So, no, I wouldn't invest.
Okay, and you?
I wouldn't invest either.
I feel like you would, though. Like, for a churro? I was kidding. Yeah. But, like, you do it right now, I'll give you a churro for free.
For a Scooby snack?
Fuck, dude.
All right. So, the next one. So, this one's called A Third Strike. No, not baseball people. So, your teenager has had a rough few years. First came an arrest for shoplifting. The item was of little value, so it was only a misdemeanor. Okay. Then your teen was with some friends who were smoking pot and driving too fast. Your teen has promised they are turning over a new leaf and seem to be on the right track, doing better in school and coming home by curfew, and generally having a much better attitude. Now you get a call from the local police station saying your son was with a group of kids who broke into a liquor store and stole beer. Do you go to the station and see how you get your son out of the situation, or let him accept whatever consequences befall him?
How old is the kid?
Teenager.
Nah, that's...
So, 11?
So, basically, what the situation at hand is...
Think of Alex.
You have your son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has two strikes, right? He had misdemeanor and then driving fast and, you know, smoking pot. So, but the thing is, though, he said that he's turned over a new leaf.
Yeah.
And he's doing well. It was proven here that he was doing well, getting better. But then this happens. He gets arrested. Now, I personally think, like, would you give him the benefit of the doubt? But, like, well, let me see, like, what? Basically, like, would you go bail him out and see what's going on? Or do you be like, hey, and that's where you're like, your third strike, just fucking take it, you know? Like,
no,
you
know? I would bail him out.
Okay. And you?
Typical enabled.
I think, could we go one way or the other, right? So,
okay,
I would bail him out just because I knew if I leave him in there, he's going to resent me, you know, for not helping me, not, you know, like me not helping him, me not trusting him. And I will want him to trust me, you know, tell me what is going on, you know, why he's hanging out with these people, you know. So, yeah, I will bail him out just because, you know.
And be strict with him, too. Like,
right.
Let me discipline and not the world out in jail and stuff like that.
Right.
I would rather. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, it's okay. Like, let's just go home now. Like,
yeah,
you're going to hear it from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have him here with me than in jail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know if it was me, my mom would let me be in there. She will want me
whatever, teach her lesson,
and I will like resent her for that, you know.
Well, see, I think, well, first of all, I would be like your mom. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you fucked up twice, you were trying to do better and you fucked up, right? Now after these two warnings, you knew better. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna sit here for one night, all right? Whether you're there or you're in my house, you're going to be stranded, whatever. The only difference is there's people watching you. You can't leave.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, sneaking out. But I, at the end of the day, like my philosophy is if I tell you something, I mean, and I don't know if it's like bad parenting or whatever, but you need to learn your lesson.
Yeah.
You can't keep doing bad things and expect dad or mom to catch out of everything. Yeah. To be like, oh, like you fucked up, but like, hey, it's okay. Like, at one point, you're going to have to face reality, face the real world. And when you fuck up too many times,
right,
you're going to get caught in a situation. You're going to be caught in jail. Like, I don't live forever. So what if I'm dead or if I'm gone and you pull some shit like this? No one's going to bail you out of jail. But you put yourself in the situation and you decided to do that. So now you're going to be put in jail. Now, if at the end of the day, like, that might seem harsh, but, like, I've told you. Like, yeah, stop acting
it
up.
It depends on the age, too. Like, because if he's 15, if she's 15, 16.
Yeah.
Like, that's still not, like, they're still, like,
I want to say,
like, if they're 18 years old, then yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay.
Well, like, obviously, they're in a group of friends where they're driving and smoking pot. So, you're old enough. You will know. Like, well enough. So, I want to say, like, I would assume,
fifth graders now or something.
Right?
But, like, and that's the thing, too. Like, if you were really good about, you know, turning over a leaf, you would have thought more than once about what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, like, you can't break into a liquor store and fucking take beer. Like, what you, like, and this is the thing, too, like, with in general in the world, like, it's common sense. Like, you're going to break into a place and take liquor underage. Like, what's going to happen? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, you know, it's going to be like, no, you're good to go. Like, no, like, I, there's that's the
consequences
thing.
To your actions.
Exactly. And I just don't think, I don't understand why people do certain things in life that, like, you know, like, hey, like, and then they get mad because the world's out to get them. But, like, no one told you to do that. You chose to do that. That's the thing. And the fact that you had a free will to do something bad after, like, two offenses, you're going to learn your lesson and stay in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's like for like a month or like a year in jail, obviously, right?
Then no. Okay, two nights and then.
Yeah, we'll like a couple. You. I'm not saying like they're in jail forever. I'm like a couple, a night or
that's
two.
That's fair.
That's what I'm talking about. If they're going to be like 3 months or like half a year, all right, well, then I don't really want that for my kids. So I'll take them out. So let me just rephrase that. But if it's like a couple of nights, I'd be like, there you go, dude. Like, you learn your lesson. And that's basically it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you would do with your kid, but.
Yeah, closer to you.
Like, I'm just kidding.
No, there.
Yeah, but I that's just like the common sense in the world. Like, sometimes it lacks, and you know, and it do play that sometimes. It really do. I got a little bit kind of heated, but I don't
know. That's a fair response. Yeah. Even though it feels like we're a little bit on opposite
ends. Yeah, I'm like in between two, so I mean,
but I don't disagree with you 100%.
I would, yeah, me too. I would choose, you know, bailing them out.
It's the tough love, and it's the fact that I want them to learn and understand. That, like,
obviously what you're doing is not working if they keep like doing this shit yeah. over and over again.
Like, and it's if I can't, if they're in jail to begin with, I didn't do a good job as a parent, right? Mm-hmm. So like, if I can't discipline you, then the fucking law and the cops are going to discipline you and see you. And then, because then they're like, what do you want to do with the law and the government and the whatever, the state, or with your father? Like, be real, mm-hmm. behave, do better, right? So I mean, it's just, it's certain.
Don't
it's
be
just,
a James.
Don't be a James. Correct. Let's do. Let's do this next one. Your neighbor leaves their dog out in all kinds of weather. The poor animal frequently looks like it is miserable. Sometimes it is out of the water and seems to be. It's out of water and it seems to be fed rarely. Okay, so do you report what you think is happening to, like, the authorities or whatever, or would you stay quiet?
No, report.
I'm airing that report.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've actually seen, like, oh my god, like, sorry, Kingsville, but in Kingsville, I've seen like dogs like chained up by themselves, and grass is tall. They're like literally like, you can tell that they're bleeding.
Yeah.
And it's like why even have a dog? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and like me personally, and this could be like different for y'all too. But I'm not talking shade about people that do this, but I personally, if I have a dog or a cat or whatever, I would like them to be inside.
Mm-hmm.
If they're like a big ass fucking Great Dane or whatever, maybe they can be outside, but with good conditions. And no matter what, if it's like thundering, if it's raining, if it's like a windy as fuck, I don't care if they're fucking Clifford, they're gonna find a way to get him in the house, because that's just like, that's your baby. It's like a little kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's like crying.
It's like, this, I like this whole like human existence has yeah, been, but so it, we can bring them inside. We bonded with them.
But yeah, I don't even know if I would report them. I'll just go fucking get them and take them to the vet or something. But for sure, if that was my option, I would report them. Because I can't sit there and do nothing.
Right? Yeah.
And at the same time, like, if they're fenced up, what am I going to do? Like, I can't go in there and fucking take the dog. But yeah, I know. And I'm not saying, like, because you have a dog outside, I'm not saying that she's like abusive. I mean, being abused, but I'm saying, like, some
right? If anything, she gets bored. But my room is outside too, so every time I
yeah, she goes in
go
there.
Go in and out, like, she's like right there. And if it's really, really cold, then we bring her inside. And if it's really, really hot, we're always changing her water and putting ice cubes in there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She gets hot and she's like laying down.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I don't see how people, same with their kid going to jail. No, I was kidding. But you?
I mean, as a dog owner, you know, también, like, I.
Well, Spanglish there.
Well, my girlfriend's taking care of my dog, obviously, but.
I mean, too much. You want to go get the milk?
You're just a puppy daddy.
So, like, whenever, like, she gets her eye right, like, I ask her, where's the dog? Is she inside? And then she's like, yeah, she's inside. I'm like, okay, cool. Or, you know, I mean, because right now, you know, it gets really hot and, you know, she has, like, thick fur. And, you know, she's going to get, like, really, really, you know, hot.
Overheating.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, yeah. too. Like, I'm living with my parents and my dad doesn't want it inside. So
that's my girlfriend's dad, too.
Yeah. Like, that's why we can't just have it her inside.
No, yeah. I mean,
I would love to have Miska inside.
You? I mean, you're a dog owner too, también.
So she's already inside.
She's literally an inside dog.
Well, how would you feel about, like, if, like, your mom was like, you can have Zoe, but it has to be outside. You can't have her. But, like, you, like, you say no or just her?
No, mom. Uh-uh.
Okay, so the next one is called Robin Hood. They're pretty sure I have an idea of what that is. If you don't know, then, all right. You are an eyewitness to a crime. Mm. A man has robbed a bank. But instead of keeping the money for himself, he donates it to a poor orphanage that can now afford to feed, clothe, and care for its children. You know who committed the crime, by the way. If you go to the authorities with information, there's a good chance the money will be returned to the bank, leaving a lot of kids in need. What do you do?
Ooh.
Saucy.
That one is tough.
Not really.
Well, because if you're an eyewitness, you're... Isn't it like an accessory to the rock? Like, you're part of the problem too, technically?
Well, yeah. I guess it depends if they know that you're an eyewitness.
Oh, that is true.
Because if they don't know you're an eyewitness, you could just keep it to yourself.
Oh, that is true. That is true. But it didn't say that they knew anyway, so... Yeah, so...
Let's assume they don't know.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Pretty simple.
A ver,
go. All right, go. If it's Mr. Simple Little Boy, bitch.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
But what is money to give away to begin with?
No, but that money is insured anyways.
I don't know.
Like, nobody's going to lose that money.
Well, the bank did, so.
I mean, in their accounts. Like, it doesn't really affect the customers of the bank.
Yeah, it doesn't. But.
So, like, I would just not say anything.
So then it's okay to steal as long as you're doing it.
I didn't say it was okay to steal.
Well, yeah, because you're letting him go. Shouldn't it be your moral obligation to, like, to report a crime?
No.
I thought you were going to say the other thing, honestly.
What?
I thought you were going to report the crime.
I just think it's better for the orphanage to be able to have their resources.
But they got it immorally.
And that's for them to deal with. That's their choice. They can return the money if they want to, but...
But they don't know it's stolen. You know it's stolen.
Exactly.
So you're okay with people stealing money for the orphanage?
Yeah. I'm okay with stealing for good reasons.
Interesting.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either. Because what gives you the right to steal or to do bad deeds?
I don't have the right to it.
No, I'm not saying you have the right to it. I'm saying what gives a person the right to do something that's bad for the greater good? Like, what makes it okay?
The ends justify the means.
Yeah, basically.
Sometimes. I think so.
So then as long as it's for
the conscience, okay. If I'm stealing, okay, like, from a grocery store so I can feed my family that's starving, I think that's okay.
But what does that
tell you? In a sense, this is kind of similar because without the resources, those kids go hungry.
But yeah, but you...
I mean, I would steal from the bank to give to the orphanage. The fuck?
But okay, so, like, so then it's okay.
If they needed it.
Yeah, so it's okay.
No, I don't think it's okay.
Okay, why?
Because he's a pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
No, because I just don't think it... I think it's just wrong to steal, you know? And I think... It would be like another solution, would to be like raise money for the orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
somebody already
like
did.
But like at the end of the day, though, like, this guy committed a crime. Only you know.
Yeah,
the money goes to the orphanage. But like he said, it said there was a good chance that can be returned. So basically, all their good blessings are gone. So basically, what you would be doing is, if you turn in that person, the orphanage therefore has to return the money and the clothing and all that stuff. I don't know about the food. Probably get the food already, but...
No, they have to give it back.
But, like, you know what I mean?
Like, throw up.
But, like, so... But, so, basically, like, you're saying it's not okay to steal for the greater good, and you're saying it is okay. What about you, Luis? From a Christian point of view.
Damn.
Can I agree with Tweety and can I agree with Chewy?
Mm-hmm.
In the sense where, you know, it depends on the intentions, you know, that this person had to help out the others. But at the same time, you know, as a Christian, if I see somebody commit a sin, you know, like stealing, I would, you know, call him out or something, you know. In a sense where, you know, if I see him stealing, obviously I will call. I will tell the cops or something, you know, hey, this guy stole money to give to the orphanage.
And he did something with him, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened after that.
But okay. So, yeah, in a way, I agree where, you know, depends on what conviction you feel at that time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I would say I would report him to
the
authority. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I would report him too, only because now... You are going out of your way to commit a crime, right? Regardless of what the intentions are. If you really wanted to help the orphanage out,
there are other
solutions you can do. Now, take for granted, like, yeah, you can steal 10,000 and the orphanage gets 10,000, but you could also raise, you can also do something to get some money.
That's working out of the question, though.
But that's what I'm saying. This guy, obviously, if he has the will to rob a bank, he can do other things. So therefore, I wouldn't consider the crime to be allowed. I'd be like, I get what you're doing, but there's other ways you could have done this. So therefore, I'm going to report you. Because at the end of the day, like, stealing is a crime.
Right.
And yes, like, you do know, right? Yeah, only you know. But at the same time, like, this is going to keep going, obviously, because it kind of got reported. And, I don't think just because you justify your reasoning makes it okay. Like, oh, I have the bank. Well, why do you have the bank? Well, for the orphanage. That doesn't matter. It's still a crime.
Yeah.
When it comes to law, when it comes to the rules, the laws of the world, you did something bad, and that's that. Now, at the end of the day, like, if he gets punished for it, you know, that's on him. But I mean, there's just no way I can see a crime be committed and be like, it's okay. Because the way I see it is like, what, like, I don't know if we had this experience in life where like you see people do bad things and they get away with it, but whenever you do it, you get caught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. I kind of find it like that. Like, if I know I'm not going to get away with it, then why should I let someone else get away with it? You know? And there's, that's just the thing. Like, I don't ever.
It's a little petty, not going to lie.
It does. But but at the same time, like, the way I'm thinking is, like, just because it's for the greater good doesn't mean it should be done.
Yeah, no, I get
and
you.
And so just for that reason, I would report his ass. But, like, here's $10 to give to them, but that's all I got, and you shouldn't be stealing a bank. Regardless of what the bank is, what kind of bank it is, what kind of whatever. Stealing is stealing at the end of the day, no matter what. Whether it's for yourself or for someone else, it's stealing. It's wrong. You broke the law. So, boom, you're roasted. Your life needs garlic if you're stealing for the fucking bank. next question, or whatever. It's called a sinking sensation. So, you've been on a cruise for 2 days when there's an accident that forces everyone on board to abandon ship. During the evacuation, one of the boats is damaged, leaving it with a hole that fills it with water. You figure that with 10 people on the boat, you can keep the boat afloat by having 9 people scoop the filling water out by hand for 10 minutes while a 10th person rests. Okay. After that person's 10-minute rest is up, he or she will get back to work while another person rests, and so on and so on. This should keep the boat from sinking long enough for a rescue team to find you as long as it happens within 5 hours. Okay. You're taking your first break when you notice your best friend in a sound lifeboat with only 9 people in it, and he beckons you to swim over and join them so you won't have to keep bailing out water. If you leave the people in the sinking boat, they will only be able to stay afloat for 2 hours instead of 5, decreasing their chances of being rescued, but securing yours. What do you do? So basically, you help out the boat you're at to keep them alive for 5 hours compared to being secured safe. But the boat that you left is now on a time crunch, 2 hours.
That's a little tough.
Me personally, no offense. This one, I'm like looking out for myself and I'm leaving. Because I know damn well if I, and this is the thing though, this is the thing. If Tweety was on that fucking boat, right? He's like, Austin, come over here. I'm dipping. Because I know
Gomez is on this boat.
I know, like, for a fact that someone else's best friend on that boat, and they're like, come over here, they will leave my ass there.
Yeah.
It's survival of the fittest, and I can't be in the world where, like, I just can't trust everybody.
That was my shoe.
I was like, bro, we changed the smoke alarm battery.
Because you have to trust strangers, possibly. And so far, the only secure option or the secure mindset I have is I only know my friend, which is Tweety.
Mm-hmm.
So why? And it sucks to say this, but I can't trust 9 strangers. What if I rest and then other people want to rest? Or what if I'm working and never rest for 5 hours?
Yeah.
And this could like possibly fail. Like, you know, I don't know. But if I was told, like, bitch, get over here, you're safe, we're going home, I'm learning how to swim, I'm going to that fucking boat. Because
there's a lot of assumptions here too, though. Like, it's really hard to get around.
Yeah, but I mean, to secure my safety, I have to be selfish, thinking about myself. So I'm dipping. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I'm dipping. I'm in that boat. But like, figure it out. You have 2 hours. Figure it out. You know, I mean, so that's why you have 2 hands.
I was kidding. I'm going to assume I'm the only one that can leave or would leave. And if that's the case, you're I would the smallest. Stay. You know what I mean? But like, if it's like, oh, a boat, we need one more person. And it's like, everyone's like, well, I'll go. It's like, then you would want to be the one that goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of hard to...
You wouldn't ask if there was any pregnant women or children on?
Fuck no.
Fuck them.
That's my homie. I'm going, man. Eh.
But like, yeah, the long story short is like, you're the one that has the choice to leave, not anybody else.
If everybody else
is sleeping, you're the only one awake. You're just abandoned.
If I'm the only one that can leave, then I'm staying.
Well, because keep in mind, they said that your friend on a boat is telling you like, hey, come here, we have one more...
No,
but like, he's telling you,
I'm gonna stay.
Really?
Yeah,
I think they will die.
I think it's the right thing to do, and like, it's kind of like, hey, we're all in this together, kind of thing. Like, I know there's strangers.
Okay, high school musical. But, oh my god.
I feel morally obligated to stay, and I would stay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Using big words. Two big words back to back. Morally obligated. Look it up right here. Morally obligated.
We'll put it right here.
I'll put it right there.
Right here. Put it in a rainbow.
No, I just put gay on. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
No, okay. And you, Luis?
Yeah, I would agree with Chuy.
All right, it's enough. I'm just kidding.
Jeez. You're so mean to the Luises.
Right.
Well, some earn it. I don't deserve it or so whatever. No, but yeah.
So, yeah, like this. On the same boat, you know, and I...
Same boat?
Literally, yeah.
You did it. Wow.
Nice one.
Oh, nice, nice. So, like... Yeah, I must do that on purpose.
So, like, I know my friend's safe, you know. I know the people that are safe. So, you know, these people are here need my help. And they don't know my friend. So, I mean, I'm going to help them, you know. If I know...
I like how you're scooping and while you're talking.
Yeah, I'm if I know help is on the way... You know, 5 hours later, I mean, either way, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're all going to be safe.
I feel needed, so I feel like I want to stay there.
Kind of, but don't need it.
This is why I think I'll be a villain, a hero, the hero. Anyways, Tweety.
Didn't you start with... No, we're finished.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, what was that? Oh my god. Anyway, so yeah, that was the last question for today. I hope you guys enjoyed all these I guess ethical questions and scenarios and stories. I would like to thank Luis for finally coming on the show. It took him like a year and a half.
And he was late.
Well, it's okay.
A little bit.
It was like not even like 20 minutes late. It was like 30. No,
is it ethical to?
Is it ethical to be late to a podcast you were invited to? All right, am I the actual being late? Huh?
When are you going back home?
Huh?
When are you going back home?
Oh my god. Anyways, like, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He's okay. It's okay. But anyways, before we go, Luis.
Yes.
Purposely, I put you on the spot, and I would like you to pick the song of the week for this week.
Gonna be Christian.
It can be Christian. Yeah, by all means.
Yeah.
But while he's looking for a song, don't forget that we are on TikTok and we would like to talk to you guys. Don't be scared to share, like, comment, and follow us on there.
Already.
And
already
don't forget.
Roasting us, so
yeah.
Go ahead.
But we are on YouTube too. Wait, so don't forget to subscribe to our channel and like and share there. We're also on Facebook. And if you want to hear the song of the week and other song of the weeks that we've been picking, we're on Spotify as well. Same with our podcast. You ready to go, Luis?
Yes.
All right. Take it away.
It's called Rescue Story by Zach Williams.
Zach Williams. I like that guy. Is it the one they showed me last time?
No.
No? All right. Never mind. I lie. I'm a total liar. All right. So that's all for today, guys. And we'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.
Bye, guys.
Bye.